5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, August 12, 2022. Our Friday 5, I'm Derek Gilbert at the Marriott Pyramid North in Albuquerque. Sharon and I are here for the International Symposium on Archaeology and the Bible, and so hence my more casual dress today, the unfamiliar surroundings, and a shorter report today as we've been soaking up presentations all day today on how archaeology supports the historical narrative of the Bible. Some very exciting things, some of which we can't talk about because the research isn't published yet, just like when we attended here last year. But I'm sure you'll be hearing some of what we're learning here in the weeks and months ahead through presentations or things that we write in the future. This is all research for what we do for Tom Horn and Skywatch TV. Topic number 5 this week, of course, is the raid on Mar-a-Lago. It was admitted by Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday that he, in fact, signed off on the order to go ahead and I think the media is trying to portray it a little more nicely. MSNBC changed its lower third from raid on Mar-a-Lago to executes search warrant on Mar-a-Lago, which sounds a little more reasonable, a little more ethical, a little more legal. And, of course, the apologists for the Biden White House are saying, well, they must have had something that justified a judge signing off on such a search warrant. But if you've been following the news over the last 6 years and the way the FBI and the Justice Department have behaved in going after President Trump, members of his team since 2016, as I said earlier this week, do not have high confidence that that is, in fact, the case. In fact, the way the FBI went about this has been so poor in terms of the optics that this may, in fact, be the event that begins the return of Donald Trump to the White House in January of 2025. Topic number 4 this week, of course, we talked about the FBI twice this week, earlier this week, talking about documents obtained by Project Veritas, leaked documents from inside the FBI. The journalists at Project Veritas obtaining undercover information that real journalists in the corporate media should be chasing down shows that the FBI has really entered an unholy alliance, an unholy alliance with the Democratic Party, as the symbols of what the FBI refers to acronymically as MVEs, which stands for Militia Violent Extremists. MVEs are people who use symbols like the Gadsden flag, that's the Don't Tread on Me flag from the Revolutionary War, the Betsy Ross flag, talk about things like the Second Amendment, and of course bring up the death of Ashley Babbitt, who's the Air Force veteran who was the only person who actually died as a direct result of actions on January 6th of last year. Of course, she was shot dead inside the United States Capitol. No one punished for that act of shooting an unarmed woman. Again, if you are a patriot who insists on the Constitution being followed, you, in the eyes of the FBI, are very likely to be considered a potential violent extremist in the eyes of the most powerful law enforcement agency in these United States. Nothing in these documents obtained by Project Veritas, by the way, about the left-wing groups that have literally burned city blocks in major cities here in the U.S. being a danger to American security. And again, this tells you all we need to know about the FBI right now. Topic number 3 this week, of course, the aftermath of Nancy Pelosi's ego trip to Taiwan, which is essentially what it was. Although there's some interesting news that came out on Thursday of this week that Nancy Pelosi's son, who secretly accompanied her on the tour, is a major investor in Chinese telecom companies. So the sons of the Speaker of the House of Representatives and the President of the United States both heavily invested in companies with ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Shouldn't the FBI be looking at that? Well, look, as Christians, as patriots, as people who love the nation in which we were born and raised, it can be very easy to let our anger at this overwhelm us and take us into areas where we are forgetting our prime directive. We are citizens first and foremost of a kingdom, and that is, of course, the kingdom of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. His kingdom, not of this earth, and our mission is to make disciples, and that means, in other words, to bring other people into the kingdom. And we can do that regardless of which party holds Congress, which party has control of the Oval Office. So, yes, let's vote. Let's be politically active. But remember, at the end of the day, our mission does not change regardless of who's in the White House. As a very bright young man, Abraham Hamilton III, over at American Family Radio, likes to say, what happens in your house is more important than who's in the White House. Topic number two, the economy. We talked about higher drug prices as a result of the ironically named Inflation Reduction Act, which will do the opposite of what is claimed, again, by pumping another $730 billion of our money into circulation. Inflation will not go down. It likely will, in fact, go up. As one of the planks of this plan, so-called Inflation Reduction Act, Medicare is going to be given the right to negotiate a few drug prices, not going to reduce the prices of prescription drugs the way we're promised. In fact, because activists, or rather lobbyists, working on behalf of big pharmaceutical companies got hold of the plan and were able to persuade key senators to amend the that portion of the bill before it passed the Senate this week, it's really not going to have much effect at all. And in fact, there are some who analyze the bill who suggest that it may actually cause prices to go up by reducing competition from generics. In addition, the White House took a victory lap this week for the price of gasoline, the average price of gasoline, dropping below $4 a gallon here in the United States this week. That's the first time that's been true in months, but that's not going to last. The price of gasoline is about to go up again. Fears in a drop in demand have passed. We're continuing to drive, even though it's costing us more. And oil futures are rising again. But more important, the supplies of gasoline in stockpiles on the East Coast of the United States, New York and the Central East Coast, have dropped to their lowest levels in 10 years, which means there may be places where supplies begin to run out. And when that happens, of course, the price will go up. Once again, the only good news in all of this is that it gives Republicans, not that they're the answer to the problem, because in many cases they are just two sock puppets being controlled by the same masters. But at least it gives Republicans something to run on come November. Coming up, a green disaster. That is ahead on 5 and 10.
The book of Genesis prophesied that the Messiah would be born of the seed of the woman. But Genesis also predicted another seed would arrive on earth. And he is the final Nephilim. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive. When you order Ryan Peterson's new book, The Final Nephilim, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Quantum Prophecy, starring Ryan Peterson and Josh Peck, and The Assyrian, a video expose of an ancient evil. In the new groundbreaking book, The Final Nephilim, author and researcher Ryan Peterson details how, while many have portrayed the Antichrist to be a charismatic military genius, he will actually be something far more sinister. He is the Final Nephilim, a fallen angelic human hybrid who will use occult power to lure most of the world into the greatest deception in human history. Through his revelatory research, Ryan Peterson answers questions such as, will the fallen angels once again attempt to mingle themselves with the seed of men? Who or what is the Antichrist? And does he have a supernatural origin? What is the connection between quantum physics and the biblical symbolism of the scroll? What role do UFOs and alien phenomena play in end time events? And how do Jesus' warnings about the days of Noah decipher the prophecies of Revelation? You'll also receive the never before released interview, Quantum Prophecy, on DVD, where Skywatch TV's own Josh Peck sits down with Ryan Peterson to speak about quantum physics as it relates to biblically prophetic topics such as the mark of the beast, ancient antichrists, and angels. And as an added bonus, Quantum Prophecy also includes four of the absolute best episodes of Josh Peck's popular television show, Into the Multiverse, entitled Untangling Quantum Entanglement, Quantum Tunneling, the strangeness of quantum fields, and the real science and fake religion of quantum biology. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content on DVD entitled The Assyrian, where Ryan Peterson goes into detail about an ancient evil who once walked on the earth and is set to return from the abyss to enter human flesh once again and to continue his reign of terror. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for a study in Revelation that travels through time and space to decipher the most mysterious prophecies of the apocalypse. This collection is only available through Skywatch TV, so don't delay. The final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one this week on the Friday Five, another point through which Democrats have sold their base on the so-called Inflation Reduction Act are the continued incentives for electric vehicles. There is a real push on across the world, and especially here in the United States, to replace internal combustion engines with electric vehicles. The goal is to, in some parts of the country, California, which is the economy is about the same, or the population is the same as that of the United Kingdom, to ban the sale of new vehicles with internal combustion engines within the next 10 or 15 years. Well, there's a disturbing new report from Transportation Research published in Science Direct. It's a scientific publication headlined, "Can we evacuate from hurricanes with electric vehicles?" And it looks at the problem of people trying to get away from a natural disaster at the same time when you get a much higher percentage of electric vehicles on the road. The problem, if you've ever had to evacuate from a hurricane in Florida or anywhere on the Gulf Coast, or in California, say a large earthquake, when you've got thousands and thousands of people jamming the freeways all at the same time, it doesn't matter if you've got a 75-mile-an-hour speed limit, you're not going to do more than 15 miles an hour. So you'd better hope that you've got enough fuel in your vehicle to last you a good long while, especially if it occurs, say, in the heat of summer or in the dead of winter, when you need the air conditioner or the heater to continue running to keep you from dealing with heat exhaustion or freezing to death. Unfortunately, that appears not to be a problem that's been considered, according to this author of this report, who found that 6 out of the 9 main power authorities in mid-Florida would fail. They would be overwhelmed by people needing to recharge their vehicles if you had, say, between 15 and 25% of the vehicles on the road being all electric. And that could, and I'm quoting now, could induce cascading failure of the entire power network throughout the state, end quote. This is a problem. The same could hold true in California, where the two main natural disasters are earthquakes and wildfires, both of which are short notice events that have the potential to knock out the power grid. So again, if you've got an EV that's not fully charged, or if you're stuck on the road for hours and hours trying to get away from the natural disaster, you may have a real problem, as the power grid, which may already be knocked out due to the natural disaster you're trying to escape, being unable to accommodate all of the vehicles on the road. Now, again, as I say, this is a problem. However, for green activists, this is a feature, not a bug. Well, pray that wisdom prevails and that we will see the folly in converting our fleet of vehicles over to electricity, which ultimately are going to be burning fossil fuels anyway, as we have to return to the stable electric supply provided by coal and natural gas to charge up those EVs in the first place. This week on Skywatch TV, we are presenting a continuing series. We're in the middle of a series with author Ryan Peterson on just a fantastic new book, The Final Nephilim, in which he argues that the prophesied Antichrist is a human hybrid. Don't miss the discussion. Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team, we really enjoyed this discussion with Ryan Peterson. Our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV, or if you've downloaded our free mobile app, for your smartphone or tablet. You can watch the program right now. And of course, that gets you access to all of our video content, including these daily news updates. And if you've got the free mobile app, that also gets you the added bonus of news updates 3 times a week. Important news that the mainstream media wants you to miss, and a calendar of our upcoming events as well. The mobile app is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and we have links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com for your convenience. Thank you for watching as we keep watch from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.